Are you in control of your life? Really in control? Are you taking action or simply reacting? Who's driving anyway? Remember before you got your driver's license when you used to ride around in your parents' car? You basically went where they went. I can still remember sitting on the front seat watching my dad drive. I couldn't wait till I was old enough to drive myself. Then I could go anywhere and everywhere I wanted to go. When that day finally came, and I got my first car, there I was, in the driver's seat. I could go wherever I wanted to go. I could drive myself to school, I could drive myself to work, I could drive myself to my buddy's house. I could even just drive for the fun of driving. Ah, such freedom. So in your life, who's in the driver's seat? Are all the negatives of this world driving you around, or are you in charge of your life? How can you tell? Well, how do you react to negatives? Do you allow the negatives to influence your decisions? For example, when you hear, the economy is bad, what's your reaction? Do you quickly agree and realize that, since it is bad, this is how your life is going to be affected, this is what you can expect, etc., etc.? If that's the case, you are not in the driver's seat. You are just along for the ride, and that ride is headed in the wrong direction. Whether they say the economy is good or bad is irrelevant when you look to God to supply, knowing that His supply is endless. Endless. Looking to God, believing God, expecting God to supply, and not being afraid, now that's being in the driver's seat. How about when you hear those statistics of how many people are supposed to get this disease and that disease? What's your reaction? Do you get afraid that maybe, just maybe, you might be one of the percentiles? If so, you're not in the driver's seat. Again, you're being driven. God is a God of healing. He even designed the human body to heal itself. Healing from God is available. God wishes above all things that we would prosper and be in health. Thinking those thoughts, now that's being in the driver's seat. Here's the deal. Every single day we are all bombarded with negatives from every avenue. TV, radio, newspapers, books, billboards, people we talk to. We hear and see negatives all day long. That's why someone who is positive just sticks out like a sore thumb. If negatives are all we are feeding on all day, and if we just accept them, then it is those negatives that are driving us around. The Bible says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. When we allow thoughts to hang out in our brain, whether they're negative or positive, when we allow thoughts to dwell there long enough, they get into the heart of our mind. Once thoughts get into the heart of our mind, that is what we will evidence in our lives. Good or bad, it makes no difference. That's the way we're designed. As he thinks in his heart, so is he. That's why I said earlier, with negatives in the driver's seat, you're headed in the wrong direction. We can't escape all the negatives around us, but we can certainly decide how we're going to deal with them mentally. And one of the most important issues we have to deal with is our opinion of ourselves. And why is that so important? Well, because as he thinks in his heart, so is he. The picture of yourself, how you really see yourself, is who you really are today. A person who sees himself as a failure and never able to get ahead is just that, a failure and never able to get ahead. He has allowed negatives to drive him to a land of failure. He refuses to get into the driver's seat and drive himself to victory and success. Instead, like a little boy in his parents' car, he's just going along for the ride. So in your life, who's in the driver's seat? Why not get in the driver's seat and decide where your life is going? Refuse to allow negatives to influence your decisions or to get you full of fear. Instead, look at what God has promised you and then see yourself as He sees you, His dear child that He loves, totally and unconditionally. It really is up to you to get in the driver's seat and decide where you want to go.